What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. So this is a best of episode. And there's a specific reason why I wanted to resurface this specific episode with Jason Brown from thebrownreport.com. And that's because we are starting a series here on the podcast all about memberships. And I'm starting that out with a couple of case studies for you. If you heard a couple episodes ago talking about how Hallie Sherman, who's one of my accelerator members, started a brand new membership in her business, and she welcomed almost 500 people in her first launch of the membership program. Well, today, I wanted to resurface this episode here for you. It originally aired in the middle of 2020 because Jason kind of takes you, he takes you behind the scenes of his flagship membership program in his business. It's called Power Trades University. And if you don't know Jason, just an amazing guy. Good buddy of mine, I've known him for years. He's a stock market coach and he's an options trader, and he runs Power Trades University, where I'm a member of, by the way, because I want to learn more about stocks and stuff like that. He coaches an online community. I'm a member of one of his programs, I should say. He coaches an online community of stock and options traders inside of Power Trades University. And it's a very, very successful membership. And so in this episode here, Jason's sharing his number one secret for selling his membership. You also hear the story of the evolution of the membership. He talks about his team, the simplicity of his business, and just an overall picture of what Jason does in his business. It's very, very simple, but yet obviously very, very effective. And he's going to take you behind the scenes of that today and really how he's grown his membership. And what I really want you to take away from this is, how can you take away some of these things for yourself and implement them into your business? Be really thinking about how Jason talks about this theme of simplicity and what the offer looks like, community, how he's created this offer, and really the evolution of this membership program. So really, really good episode that I wanted to resurface here for you today. Now, before I click play on that original episode, if you, like Jason, are an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're more advanced in your business already, you're already doing at least 7 to 8K per month from your online business, and you're looking to scale, you are likely at a point in your business where you're doing all the things in your business. You're likely overwhelmed. You're wondering what next steps to take. in order to take your business to the next level. Well, if that is you, if you're listening to this right now, and you're like, yes, this is me, then I want to invite you to check out and apply. It's application only for my accelerator coaching program. This is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a mastermind experience all wrapped up into one program. And it's just the members in there are just so amazing. The main focus once you get into accelerator is increasing your profit margin, increasing your impact, all with less hustle. Because this whole culture of, you know, working 16 hours a day, or you have to hustle in order to grow your business, is not only is it toxic, but it's not true, right? And so these are the three things that we focus on inside of Accelerator. So if you want to learn more and apply, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, let's go hang out again with Jason Brown. Before I hit record is really good stuff. You were just saying, like, the reason that you got into internet business and running an online business is to invest, to have money to invest.
To have, like, more money to invest.
Have more money to invest. Like, you want to help people, which is what you do in your business, but...
Absolutely.
So where are you at with that right now as far as, like, your why of the business? Because I know it's changed over the years, but... There's still an elementary, like, foundational, like, why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So I know before we hit record, what we were talking about is, like, how far the business has grown since last time we've been on the show. And I was sharing with you that, you know, sometimes you don't want to share numbers, but no, it's cool. People need to hear the numbers. I know when I heard the numbers. No, it's cool. You know, we've been doing, like, a consistent 80,000 to 85,000 a month.
Yeah.
And, although if you multiply it out, it's not seven figures. It's like pacing to do 960.
Pretty darn close, yeah.
Right. That's why I got into it to conquer two things, right? So I was always thinking, how can I get more money into the stock market? And then I was like, how can I do what I love and get paid for it? And so it really, for me, like, I don't get as lit about having $1 million business as I get lit about saying, like, that's a million more I get to put into investments. You know, obviously, if you take out advertising costs, team, and stuff like that. But I get more lit about that because, like, we were talking about, I just did 200 and about, I think it was 260. We did 140,000. I closed out this week in 3 days. Last week, we closed out 100,000, 105,000 in 3 days. And then Friday, we closed out 20,000 or 25,000 on Friday. And so just in the span of like 2 weeks, we did a little over a quarter million in investments, right? In options trading. And I love my business, love the business too. But it's something so powerful when you can generate that money without cutting the microphone on, without doing a YouTube video, without handling support requests, without, you know, launching or anything. And I love all of that too.
Sure.
But my super passion is to have my money working for me. And when you said I feel like I'm more chill, more like I feel like you can just print money out of the stock market. And so when you can print money like that, it takes the pressure off your business. Like, I don't have to put all this pressure on, like, people have to join or we got to launch. It's just like, it's cool. It's doing its thing.
And just to put some context, and I'm going to have Jason reintroduce himself in just a second. But like I said, we were chatting for a few minutes before hitting record. I was like, wait, we got to hit record. It's because this is so good. So Jason was last on the show back on episode number 179. And as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, we just passed episode 400 here on the show. And so Jason was on February 2nd, 2018, so about 2.5 years ago. And I've known Jason now for several years from being in the same mastermind. And I said to him as we get on video here, I was like, dude, you look so relaxed and just light and easy. Just my experience of him literally as I'm talking to him right now. And at the time recording this, he's got a second baby on the way. In 2 weeks, he's going to be a dad for the second time. And, like, you'd never know. I would never know looking at you right now. You're just like, I'm just like, are you nervous? Like, what's going on? You're like, no, I'm super excited, man. I'm just super chill. So I love it. And I want to talk about how you got to that point, because as I mentioned to you earlier, when I first met you, you were always very relaxed and easygoing with the stuff. And in that first episode, when I had you on, we talked about you had a full-time job
And then you built your online business on the side up to a half a million. And, you know, we broke all that down. So guys, if you've not yet heard that episode with Jason, go back and listen to it. It's episode 179 here on the show. It's a must listen. You don't need to listen to that one prior to hearing today's interview with Jason, but Jason has done such a good job of building the business, just like he described, in the way that he wants it and how it serves him and his family. And, you know, like I said, he has another baby on the way. He works, you know, you've set your schedule up to be, you know, to work for you and all this other stuff. And so I want to dive into all that today. But before we do, for people who don't know, the few people who've been living under a rock who do not know who Jason Brown is, reintroduce yourself to everybody here on the show.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Number one, it's cool to not just be a guest, but to be a friend. You know, we text outside of this and we chat outside of this. So it's like a double pleasure to be back on the episode. But I'm Jason Brown. I'm a stock market coach and a real money options trader. So I trade stock options with my real money. And I built Power Trades University, which is my online courses, coaching, and private community for all my stock and options traders.
So it's a membership now. So I want to talk about the evolution of your offer, because when we first met, you know, a few years ago, you had different ways to get into your membership. You did have a membership, but you had like courses, and you went through different iterations. And now you have your flagship offer, like boom, that's it. And I don't mean that like that's all. Like, this is your number one offer, and it's working really, really well for you. And you're now introducing another offer too. So kind of take us through the evolution of how you've gotten to, from an offer perspective, how you've gotten to where you are right now.
Yeah. And I want to take you like all the way back, because I think somebody needs to hear this. When I first released my very first course, it was like $100 and I offered it for 50% off, and like nobody bought it, first of all.
So how long ago was that?
That was, I'm going to go with probably 6 years ago or something like that. And so I released that first course and it was, I guess, $100, sold it for $49. Nobody bought it. Literally crickets. I felt so deflated because everybody was like, if you make a course, we'd buy it. And I made the course and discounted it, and like nobody bought it. So that was like my very, very first offer. But actually, if you go back before that, I actually launched with membership out the gate. So actually there was an offer before that offer. I actually launched membership. And what happened was people were joining my membership. I think it was like back then, I think it was like $30 a month or $49.99, something like that. And people would join and then they would cancel. So I never had more than 7 members. And so they would say stuff like, I feel like it's too advanced and I need the beginner basic. And I was like, I don't want to teach the basics. I'm an options trader. Right. And so I could never get past like 7 members. So I was making like $350 a month. It was somewhere like at $49.99, 7 members.
Yeah.
So then I ended up just shutting it down one day because everybody was canceling and I only had like 2 members left. And every time I get 3 new members, the other 2 would cancel. It just sucked. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to make this course everybody's talking about. So I made the course and then nobody bought it. And so I was a little irritated about that. But what I knew was, I was like, I have this course. It's a good course. So now I just need to know how to market it, because I recorded it and went back to marketed it. So anyway, I market that course. Well, then what happened is people would buy that course and then they would say, hey, do you teach options? Which is really what I was all about. And then people was like, I'd love to learn options first. So then I created my options course. And then from options, people was like, well, how do we follow your trades? So I had to go that route to get back to what I initially wanted to do, which was membership.
Yeah.
And so then we were in membership and it was like $100 a month. Well, as we were doing membership, I had a private Facebook group. I had like a WordPress membership site and something else. So then what started to happen was, like, you know, I had a Facebook group for each course. Then I had a Facebook group for the membership. And I had all these Facebook groups, and people didn't know where to post their questions and this and that. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to build, like, I wanted to really go after this and build something unique where people could learn. So then I end up building like a custom forum, custom everything, talks to Infusionsoft, custom, everything was custom, talks back and forth, automation. And so what started to happen, Rick, basically is as I started building out all this custom stuff, I was like starting to get upset at the price I was charging because I was just doing so much and making, putting so much, I'm paying developers, I'm doing this, doing that. And I was paying so much to where I looked at the price and I was feeling upset at my customers and it wasn't their fault. Well, then my customers were asking for like advanced options and this and that. And I had it in me to teach my advanced option stuff. Then I eventually launched what's called master classes. But I was like, there is no way I'm teaching all that stuff for $100. My first course, I paid $4,000 for it. And I'm up here giving this stuff away, yeah, building a custom solution for them. And then I had people come in and cancel it. And so that's when I realized, like, I'm at too low of a price point. Like, people, number one, ain't even taking it serious. Number two, I'm attracting the wrong people. And I'm like, rightfully so. If I told you I made $250,000 in 2 weeks, you wouldn't think that the program is $99 a month, right? Because you'd be like, yeah, right. Totally. And so I also got in alignment with myself and started saying, like, what I'm able to do for people and the amount of money I'm able to make and help them make is, and in the custom solution and platform I built out, is not congruent with what I'm charging. And so, you know, when we were in the mastermind, I kind of had that breakdown because I was like, well, if I raise the price, I got into this to help people like me who may not have the money. And, you know, if I raise the price, maybe they won't be able to afford it. And I kind of had to work through all of that. And then I came back around to saying, like, no, I need to raise the price because, number one, I'm not excited to work as hard as I was working at this price anymore. So something was going to implode. And number two, I'm not reaching more people because the value is not even a stretch for them to get in. And they probably don't even believe we can do what we can do. So that was like this whole evolution of like, I'm like, I'm raising my prices. I'm getting paid not only what I'm worth, but what I'm putting into this for them. Like, I'm building all this custom stuff for them. I could just trade stocks on my own and not have all this custom platform and automation. And so I just felt like, you know, we needed to be compensated for that. So we raised the prices. And then now I'm at a point where people are like, you know, they want even more specific help. How'd you make that $250,000 in 2 weeks? What time did you get in and get out? And so it's like, it's time to launch my, I'm calling it Power Trade Elite. And so it's like my high level, kind of like your course. It's my 6-month mastermind where it's like small group intimate. And I'm working with people on their personal financial goals. And I'm talking entries, exits, how am I handling, you know, these multiple 6-figure accounts and trades and getting in and getting out. And I think what's different now is just my confidence of I know what I can do for people and I know I'm not doing it for less than these new prices, period.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So, like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainees or trainers, sorry, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Talk about that, because it's such a, I mean, so many people, myself included, I went through that. So many people go through that, maybe going through that right now. You said, I worked through the whole pricing sort of, you know, challenge, if you will, that you were going through, meaning like you were starting to get resentful of what you were charging and what you were providing, and people were still canceling and you had all these offers. Can you kind of like take us through your mindset around that and how you kind of worked through it from both a pricing standpoint? And you were in a unique situation. I take that back. You were not unique situation, because a lot of people are asking, like, they're always like, wait, can you create this over here for me? But, and you're already doing one thing, but they're like, you're getting a lot of requests for unique things. And we think that if we say yes to them, that that's actually what's going to grow our program and our business, but it's actually not true. It's actually simplifying and focusing on a specific type of thing. So take us through your mindset around that whole thing.
Yeah. So I always knew ideally the path people needed to go to learn the stock market. I was just unsure about how to market it to them and let them know the path that they needed. Because I always knew I would be at a membership level because I started with membership, but I didn't realize like I needed to give them some core teachings and core courses and some basics and some stuff like that. And so, you know, going through that whole experience, every piece of the way helped me. I didn't get mad at my customers when they were canceling back in the day when the membership was 50. I listened, and it's like they need the foundational course. So that's why I actually call my course Foundations, because people's like, I need a beginner foundation. So I call that course, literally they named the course because they kept canceling and said they need like a foundation. And so it's called Foundations. And then people kept saying, can you explain options to me, right? So I created options. Explain. So literally, I was listening to the customers as far as how they were telling me, this is what we need to get back to paying you and doing what you really want to do. And so I said, let's give it to them. After giving it to them, though, I wanted to over deliver, right? So I'm like, what's the type of quality that I want to bring to the table? And so I knew I couldn't bring the quality I wanted at that price. And so I had two choices: keep putting out quality that I thought was beneath me, keep putting out quality that was just okay as long as they paying this amount, or it was like rise to this new level, offer it and charge it. And just, I have to be okay with knowing that some people won't be able to afford that, but that's okay, because some new guy will come back in my old place and offer some $50 course. That's okay. That's not my space anymore. Yeah. And I think that's what really helped me graduate through the levels of realizing like, that's not my space anymore. And then as I help people more, I know there's other people who want to make $250,000 in 2 weeks, right? You know, that's not including the amount of money we've made from January 1st till now. Yeah. And so I know there's other people, but they might be saying, I need, you know, more private help, or maybe I'm already a millionaire. I don't want to be in there with the rest of the people who have $10,000. And so I'm passionate to create the next level, not necessarily for the sake of making money, but for the sake of I can help people on a deeper level, but I feel I should be compensated for that. I'm not creating it because they want it. I'm creating it because I want to, and I know they need it. And so when those two things come together, it's like, let's go. As long as I'm going to get paid what I'm worth, you know, like, let's do it. And I shouldn't say what I'm worth, right? Your life, time is priceless, but I mean, at a price level that makes me excited to want to get up every day and work with you. Cause I know I'm going to bring the heat and I'm going to help you get to where you want in the stock market. So I need that financial commitment from you to make it worth my time to pull away from my family. And I know I'm going to build another custom solution within our solution for those people, right? So it's like, I need to get compensated for that. I know if I want to send, you know, some cool surprise bonuses, that stuff is not free. And so really to create the experience that I want to create, I'm not going to go the Walmart way of it, you know? And that's how I see it.
And that's a positioning thing. In addition to what you're talking about right, I mean, well, as part of what you're talking about right now, it's a positioning thing. Because you said that somebody else can come along and charge $50 for their membership, teaching whatever, you know, in the stock, but like, you've positioned yourself in such a way that you're a leader in this space. And people know at this point, when they join your membership, that they're going to get this type of amazing experience, this type of information, this type of advice, and this type of community all in there. So did the business start to take off when you got that alignment and congruency in how you were thinking about things and how you're pricing and simplifying it down in the membership?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, most like everybody else, you start thinking, if I raise the price, no one's going to buy.
Right.
And it's like the funniest thing happened. Like sales started like popping once we actually changed the price. I'm talking popping, like blink, blink, blink. I'm like, yeah. Oh, they just paid the new price. And it just, and I honestly still feel like we're still underpriced. So as we start to add more stuff, at some point it'll probably go up again. But, you know, sales started moving once we raised the price. And I really think it was just indicative of, you know, our copy, our website, and just everything that we offered, and just really conveying to the customer, like, when you break it down, look at what you're getting. Where else can you get this at this price and follow a real options trader? You know what I'm saying? And so when you really just break down what they're getting and you can communicate it to your customer, I think our customers just understood, like, this is where I need to be. And I think some of them saw the different price increases and they're like, okay, this guy not playing. Like, they keep seeing the evolution. They see it get better. They see the custom forum. They start seeing everything grow. And it's like, this guy just keeps putting money into this machine. He keeps putting money into his platform. And I probably changed my platform like 3 times, you know, but like, we finally own one that we like, but it keeps getting better each time. And I think the world, when I say the world, the YouTubes, the social medias, I think they see that and they're like, this guy not going away. He getting better. He helping more people. And they're okay with the price. There's people who's like, I saw this old video of your old price, but I realized that was years ago. And I see you did this and you changed this. So I'm okay with it. They're like emailing me that even though they already bought.
They probably see the quality of your video back then and then look at it now. And you're like, wait, I'm on you're on DSLR camera and you got graphics flashing up on the screen and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, we upgraded all our cameras, built out a little, we got a full studio and I'm green screening my courses. So I'm on screen teaching. Then it goes to like the charts and then I come back. I mean, the audio's crispy. Like, we did not cheap out on video production, audio production, or the platform. And
are you doing like weatherman stuff? Like, are you doing like pointing on the screen and it's like, it's like,
yeah,
art or something over there.
Legit, I am. Awesome. I'm like on the screen. It's like you would think we were in Hollywood or something recording.
You're on the floor, on the exchange floor, and you're giving. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, and also too, as you raise your price, and this is something that, like you mentioned before, you're like, well, we thought that we might lose a bunch of people when we raised the price, but it actually the opposite happened. You're also attracting a much higher quality, quote unquote, person who's more serious about what they're doing in the stock market and wanting to learn. And that is only going to snowball into more people like that, because then they start talking about the results they're getting from your program.
Yeah, and we did like a double change. So we raised prices and we stopped doing, we said no refunds. So we like, I was doubly unsure like if this would work. But at the same time, a part of me was like, no, I know what I'm bringing to the table. You either want to learn from me or you don't. Like I put out so much free content. It's like, make a decision. You don't got to offer 30 days back and you can try it. It's like, no, I got too much free content for that. And so I just had this bravado about me and my course and my information that like, look, I know I can help you. You just make a decision if I'm the teacher for you. And I think that just resonated with the people who I wanted to attract. Yeah. And so sure enough, sales went up, refunds went down, not just because we don't offer refunds, but I think refunds also went down because the caliber of person that we attract now, yeah, is, yeah, like, this is a steal. And I get to learn from a guy doing these type of numbers. And you know, you like anybody, you had that little seed in the back of your head. What if nobody buys? But and also in the front of my head was like, they have to buy because this is the direction we're going in. We're not going to keep the production and the platform at a low cost. And I don't want to dread what I'm doing. Yeah. So I want to be supercharged. Totally. And so it was like, there will be a new set of people buying because there are people that charge more than me and deliver less than me. So I'm like, I know I'm about to carve out my piece of the pie and help people.
When you say there's no refund, do people sign up for a year? Or how does it work from a membership style where there's no refund?
So there's a join fee and then there's, okay, a monthly recurring charge, or yeah, we give a discount for signing up for annual. So okay, no matter which one you pick, if you cancel on the monthly, you get the rest of that month out and that's it. There's, yep, no refund of the join fee. There's no refund of the monthly. Gotcha. There's no proration. Yep. If you sign up for a year and 6 months, you say stock trading and option trading isn't for me. It's like, well, you got 6 months if you change your mind. There's no refunds, no proration.
Come back, right, in a couple months. Yeah, I love it.
But the thing about it too, Rick, is that it takes a good 6 to 12 months if you're really trying to master this anyway. So it's really set up to where I'm looking for commitments. I'm not looking for people who want to kick the tires for 30 days, you know? Yeah. And so because of that, the people come in understanding I plan to be here 6 to 12 months anyway. And so I love that we're not attracting the looky-loos or maybe I'll trade for 30 days. It's like, no, these are people that's like, I'm committed. Let's go. Let's, yeah, make some money together.
What's the one-time fee, the join fee, and then what's your monthly at this point?
So if you buy everything separate, at least at this time, if you buy everything separate at this time, it's $7,000. If you do the join fee, it's $1,000 to join. It's $200 a month, which is still a steal.
Yep.
And then if you do annual, it's $2,500 a, okay, year.
Okay. And you said you've had some people purchase a la carte.
We've had some people purchase everything a la carte, the whole $7,000 package for, you know, whatever reason. It's still, and it comes with no coaching, no community. It's just, yeah, you get all the courses.
So that's my next question is, what do you offer as part of the membership?
So as part of the membership, you get access to all the courses. And then every week I go live in the group every Monday. I'm looking for real trades at the beginning of the week. I'm looking for real trades with my real money. So it's for 2 hours. I'm looking for trades and investments, and I'm showing you what I'm looking at buying, what I'm looking at selling, what I'm looking to get in, where I'm looking to get out. And then you also have access to the entire forum where, you know, a bunch of other serious traders. And I say serious because you go to some of these free groups and it's just a bunch of people spouting off a bunch of random stuff. But in my group, it's people who have been trained my way, my methodology. You know, they pay the entry to be there. So it's a little bit more focused and serious. So you get access to all those traders as well. We do Q&A. We do different things throughout the month. We'll do either a masterclass or we'll do like a live Q&A. I do pop-up Q&As on Saturday sometimes, just depending on what my schedule looks like. So you get access to the community, you get access to me, you get access to my trades. Then we have a trade tracker. So if you can't watch the video, you can pull up the trade and say, what trades or investments are you looking at this week? We timestamp the videos. So everything's recorded. So if they can't make it live, they can jump to a certain part. It's like, what did he say about Apple? It's timestamped. What did he say about Boeing? It's timestamped. So, I mean, we're literally spoon feeding people the whole kit and caboodle. You know, that's what they get. And then obviously we're getting ready to launch our elite level because this group is getting so big, mm-hmm, that we're getting ready to launch the smaller size elite that really, you get a personalized game plan. I'm working out to see if I'm giving out my direct number or if we're going to do some type of chat with, you know, with
Voxer or something.
Yeah. Voxer or Slack or something like that. But the point is you'll get more of a 24-hour response from me. You get also that emergency phone call. I'm in this trade. Is going bad or is these going good? What should I do? I don't do emergency calls for the broader group, but it's like you'll get a couple of those emergency calls. So it's just a little bit more for a person who's like, I need more access. I need a faster response. If I don't go live on Monday, this person would have access to me Tuesday through Friday, you know?
So I want to kind of bring up for everybody listening here that Jason didn't come out with this higher end offer in the beginning. Like this has been, again, an evolution of his offer series. He's dialed in the membership. He's got a $1,000 join fee. Everything's non-refundable, and then a monthly fee of $199 or $200 or something like that.
Yeah, $199.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is being sort of not dictated, but feedback from people that they're looking for this higher level of you. And I know that you, I remember talking to you about this a while ago. That this was something you were thinking about, but now it's starting to come to fruition, and it wasn't something that you rushed into. You're like, all right, I'm ready for to do something like this. So, like, how many people are you thinking about having this for? Obviously, it's not going to be the level of what your membership is, but what, you know, so how are you thinking about to be able to scale this kind of offer?
So this offer, no more than like 20 people inside this new smaller group offer, is probably going to be around $13,000 dollars to join. We're still rolling out the details, but no more than 20, because in order to provide a little bit more, you're going to get a personalized game plan and some other different things. There's, you know, if you go past that, you start booking up every day with calls for every day, and to make sure I can serve at a level where my thing is, anytime I roll something out, I start asking myself, what level can I serve at before I become resentful of it? And so I don't want to resent serving these folks to make more money. So like, I could take 50. It's like, I will hate my life if I take on like 50 high end members. It's just, it's not worth the money. It's not worth the time. Cause then you start getting out of alignment with why you started it in the first place.
Yep.
And so no more than 20. After that, it's just, the money's not worth it. The time's not worth it. Not that the people aren't worth it. It's just, you don't want to resent your business, man. And and I've been in that place before, and I'm very careful not to go back, especially not for money.
What are you doing to market? What are you doing to, because I know you said you do the free content. And so, and I know before you were doing a lot on YouTube, and we talked about that in the last episode we did together, where you were doing a webinar on YouTube and you were selling into the membership. How are you selling the membership at this point?
No joke. That's still one of my number one secrets that people are sleeping on. So we, you know, I'm just
out of the bag now.
You know, the way I look at the business, I think I told you this before, right? So like, you join all these courses, and I know everyone's like, build your email list, invite them to a webinar. And so I was like, well, is the email list important, or getting them to the webinar so important? And so I was just like, how can I get more people to the webinar? So I still run a webinar, the full webinar on YouTube, but there's some cool stuff you can do with your ads where you can exclude people who saw it already and different things like that. But I still run the full webinar on YouTube. That's one of my number one traffic generators, but we also got some other cool stuff we're doing. I mean, we're using Instagram. I got two powerful lead magnets that are doing like 40 and 50 cent leads. And so we're just pulling down thousands of leads right now with my two lead magnets. We also, I don't know if a lot of people know about community, but like, we rolled out texting with community. So it's be like, text me, that's my real number. And so like, we're doing this whole texting thing. So we're talking to people one-on-one.
Wait a minute. What is, I don't know about this. What is community?
It's like, it's not even like public. I think only like,
secrets left and right here.
Like, you'll see some of like the, some of the actors and actresses have it, but like, you know, they didn't have too many stock people on the platform. So I'm like, yo, I need to be on the platform. And so it's like, text me. It's like my real number, but we can text. I mean, I have my personal number, right? But this is my, sure.
your community.
Forward-facing number. And we're texting direct back and forth with people. Like, what's up? Where you at? What's your stock? So it's like we're closing people through text. Man, we got a lot of stuff. It's like we finally are at a point where I know that when you first start, they say don't try all the things. But like,
yeah,
we're at a point now where it's like, okay, YouTube's rolling. Okay, Instagram's rolling. Okay, Facebook rolling. Let's try texting. Okay, let's get back engaged with our Facebook Messenger bot. And so we just launched a private Facebook group, which I was so against for the longest because I was like, I don't want to manage it. And so we got it now to where you opt in for the download. To click, get the download, you got to go through the Messenger bot. So we get you on Messenger and then we invite you to the group. So now we don't have to worry about email deliverability because that's been down. And then we can text you. I mean, we got a whole lot going on.
All right. Hold on a second. Let's back up here for a second as I lean back in my chair and like rub my hands together. All right. So you got people, you see, you started the Facebook group and I've seen posts on Instagram about it. Your ads have been running about it. So you've got your Facebook group. So take us through that funnel again real quick.
So to get into the group, the way we have it is we send you to a landing page and it's like, get access to the group. So first you put your email address in. So number one, we still capture the email.
Yep.
Then the thank you page, it's like, thanks, you're in, click here. Well, the click here button is a Messenger button. So then they get added to our Messenger bot and then the messenger sends them a message like, hey, what's up? Click here to join the group. Then they click to join the group. Then they actually get in the group. So it's like, we got them on email, Messenger bot. Then we get them into the group.
Yep.
And then in the group, it's like, hey, you want to get text alerts for when we go live or for special trainings? So then we get them on text alert in case Facebook start tripping. We can still talk to people direct. So it's like, I don't trust none of these platforms. I want total control.
Did you guys hear, like, Jason and I are on video right now, so I can see it, but did you guys hear Jason's voice increase a little bit in pitch there because he gets so excited about this stuff? I love it, man. I love it. How is the Messenger bot going for you? How does that, with all the changes that rolled out, you know, in March as far as restrictions and all that stuff, we talked about it here in the show, like, how has that worked out for you?
So we're still getting people to opt in. There's, you know, there's all these changes where can't message them in 24 hours or if they didn't, and then you can send a one-time message and all that stuff. So we're still fighting a good fight with everybody else, but that doesn't mean like don't use Messenger.
Totally.
Because our people raised their hand and said that they wanted to get notified. But like I said, we're taking it a step further and we're implementing text messaging because I am tired of all the platforms. Every time they change something, you know, your business is kind of left like, what do we do now? And then like, we got this big email list. We're emailing people and like, we're not even talking to a third of them. So we're also testing something where we just signed up for a dedicated IP address. Mm-hmm. And then we're layering it on top of our Infusionsoft to send through a different server. So I mean, I'll probably let you know how that works out offline, but that's something we're testing. Then we're testing text. Cause like, you just got to be able to talk to your customer and everybody has one phone number, one cell phone. And so if you're not going all in on texting, ooh, you might be leaving some money on the table. I know people are going to hear this. I don't want them to abort mission or change their whole marketing plan up, but I'm just saying you got to be collecting phone numbers, you know, in a non-spammy way to where people are like, I do want to hear from this guy or this girl, because if you can get directly to your people, I can text, forget Facebook Messenger. I can blast a text and be like, hey, I'm going live. I don't even need Facebook Messenger, you know, and that's a powerful position to be in where you can just go direct to your customer. You don't have to worry about Google, Gmail, Hotmail or Facebook, anybody. You just go direct to your customer. And so we're going all in on it.
Guys, I just want to point out that, you know, Jason didn't start out doing all this stuff, you know, like this is what he's doing now. This is so smart because he's showing up where his customers, and we should all be doing this from the perspective of where are our customers? So be there. And so as you just heard Jason say, he's like, all right, I want to be on Messenger because my customers are on Messenger, but they're also on their phone. We're all on our phones, right? So text message, email, you know, but he didn't, again, if you go back and listen to the first episode we did together, 179, what we talk about there is the YouTube webinar that he's still running all these years later. And if I'm not mistaken, Jason, you do your own YouTube stuff, correct?
I do. I do my own YouTube ads. I'm finally training. We just hired a new person. We're actually training. But yeah, I do all my own YouTube. I just, because I love it. Once you figure out how it works or you start testing, it's just, you start geeking out. I was telling you, I'm a stock and options trader that just happened to become an internet marketer.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's the other thing too that has really evolved in your business is your team. When we, again, when we talked a couple of years ago, I think you had like, you were just starting out with one person. And I know that you've wanted to keep your team on the smaller side, but really strong. What does the team look like? What I want to talk about now in this sort of, as we start to wrap up here, is like, what does your team look like? And what does it allow you to do on the personal side of your life? You have a new baby on the way. You know, you obviously created this freedom in your life. What does your schedule look like? And that sort of thing. So what does the team look like now? And how has that evolved both from a roles standpoint and you as a CEO of your business?
Yeah. So what I found is, you know, you don't necessarily, I want to be careful with my words here. Let me just speak to how I envision my life and my business. I don't envision my life and my business of me managing a ton of people every single day. And so when I initially hired the first person, which is Michaela, she's been with me for, it's going on 5 years now.
I remember that name. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's still with me. It's going on 5 years. And so like, I trained Michaela, I hired her as a general VA. Well, what we started to do was we started to look at every position now as a general VA. And so Michaela knows how to build funnels and Infusionsoft. She knows how to do like a bunch of stuff, right? And then the next person we brought on, like we post more so general VA positions, but we'll maybe say, you know, but with a concentration in Facebook ads, this and that. But like everyone we bring on, they might have a slight concentration, but they're expected to know how mostly the entire ship runs. Mm-hmm. And then we just brought on a third person, same thing, more so in a general VA capacity. And so it, number one, allows me to stay small. And there's not these rigid lines of people like, that's not my job description. It's like, they're like excited to cross over in each other's zone. Like, oh, you need me to create the image today because you're out? I know how to create the image. And then like this person's like, I put them all through a copywriting course. It wasn't like one person writes copy. It's like everybody needs to know how to write copy. So I put everybody through the copywriting course. Anytime any of us create something, we like record it. And then we have this like SOP where we also break down the steps with screenshots in case you don't have time to watch the video. Mm-hmm. So anybody on the team can kind of go in there, figure out how to do it. So we just really train everybody on everything. And then we will spend almost any amount of money to automate something. So like my team was like, we're managing all these email boxes. We like looked up the best software to kind of pull all emails into one. And like, we can assign tags to each other and stuff. And my, you know, my one young lady was like, you know, the automation with this. So we like added an automation layer on top of Infusion. So like we will buy anything that will automate and remove the headache from my team. And I think my team likes that about me, that I'll just cut the check. I'm like, well, that Kathleen, she was scheduling these. She would set timers on her phone to go schedule some of these posts. And it's like, what software do we need to schedule it? I don't want you doing it. And I'll just cut the check. And so it allows
right now who does work in this space is just going to inundate you with the offers of what they do to help you improve the automation. Just give me a heads up, man. Sorry to cut you off. Keep
going. So we're so automated now that, you know, we're able to stay super lean and our customers feel like we touch them at all the points because everything's automated. It's all coming to our phone. Everyone on the team has access to all the software to jump in and respond. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so easy now. When you said I feel relaxed, it's like, because finally I don't feel like we're flying by the seat of our pants. It's like, we got the technology, we got the people, we got the automation. And it's like, let's just get the message out to the world.
When you have, I love that. When you have, you know, sort of the general VA roles, if you will, for each of the people on your team, how do you decide or how do they decide who's going to do what on any given week?
Got you. So they do have their like departments, if you will, but everyone knows how to flex into each other's departments. So for example, Michaela is in charge of email, the blog posts, anything to do with Infusionsoft, but she can also write copy. She can create images. Actually, she just edited our last podcast. So like I train everyone how to do it, even if we don't need them to do it. And so then we have Kathleen, who's in charge of social media. So she's running the ads on Facebook. She's running the Facebook Messenger bot. We put her through the copy course. She knows how to write copy. She can respond to customers on any of the platforms. Mm-hmm. She knows how to edit video. So she edits video, but she also can come over and create images too, just like Michaela can. And then we have Amari, who we just hired. And so Amari is handling, well, Michaela also handles emails, but now Amari is also handling emails. And then Amari is like, she can create images, and then I'm training her on YouTube, and then she can write copy. So it's, so everyone has their silos, but then like gotcha. Each person can do somebody else. Then everybody has access to the text messaging app. Everybody has access to Infusionsoft. Everybody has access to support. And so everyone is required to go in and handle each aspect, but if it's someone else's specialty, they'll assign it to them. So like if someone wants a refund, Kathleen's going to assign that to Michaela, right? Or if we're building out a new funnel, everyone can kind of create images, but it's like, I want her doing images. I want you doing copy. And then I want you doing the automation, but I could switch up who's doing what at any given time if I needed to.
It's really valuable. What's the copy course that you had the team go through?
So we went through, oh my goodness, I think it was through Digital Marketer. I don't know the name of it, mm-hmm. but like I could get it for you.
Yeah.
But it's a really good course on how to write copy. And then we went through some stuff with Ray Edwards, who was also yeah. like a big copywriting yeah. guy. Yeah. And so like when my team is like, we want to write better copy, I'm like, all right, let's research who has the best course, who has the best stuff. And then I buy it for the team and make, you know, instead of me trying to, I can teach you a copy. I can, but I like to buy the best, put them through it. And then we come back together and say, now, how do we use it for our business? How do we yeah. use it for the stock market, for options, for investing?
How did you find the people, and are they full time on your team?
So yes, all three are full time, but Michaela only works like 25 hours. Mm-hmm. Actually, they all kind of only work like 25 hours. It seems, well, they have the ability to work 40, but I feel like they like their work-life balance type thing too. And so it seems like everything gets done within about 25 hours. And I think too, because we're always automating something, you know, it takes some stuff off their plate that's wasteful, you know? Yeah, sure. Like if there's a repetitive task that I'm like, for example, we would always get this email about like, I forgot my password, or like, how do I update my credit card? I'm like, hey, create this. If anybody hits this support button, we fire an automatic email that say, hey, if you forgot your password, click here. If you need to update your credit card, click here. So it's just like, we're always looking for a way to reduce waste in the business. And now, and before, if they hit the support button, that'll pop up or fire off an email. And then they don't even finish emailing us about it because they're like, oh, I can self-serve and do it myself.
Yeah.
So we're just always looking for ways to like cut the waste.
I love it. You talk about work-life balance as we start to wrap up here. What does it look like for you? I mean, how old is your daughter now?
She's almost two. She'll be two in September.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So like, that's right too. She's really close with Maya because Maya just turned 18 months.
Mm-hmm. So she's 21 months.
Okay, so almost 21 months, and you have a son on the way. Congratulations mm-hmm. again.
Thank you.
And you're running this business, husband, father. How are you balancing everything?
You know, I'm finally living what I set out to build 6 years ago. You know, I was on James' podcast, and I was talking about how, like, I wanted to build this, and I talked about on your podcast too, how I built it while I had a full-time job. I said, I have to figure out how to build this part-time, because when I go full-time, I don't want to work it full-time.
Right. Yep.
So I had that vision from the very beginning. So when I transitioned to full-time, I don't necessarily need to put full-time hours in. So my commitment to my members is Monday for 2 hours live each week. Literally, Rick, I'm not kidding you. If I stopped doing YouTube, all this other stuff, the only commitment I would have would be for 2 hours a week, yeah, every like, what, Monday.
8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, right?
8 to 10 p.m. Yeah. to deliver to my members, and I'd be yeah. done. Sometimes I feel like once I work Monday, I'm like, I'm off till next Monday, with the exception of doing like some marketing stuff, sure. podcasts, YouTube. And most of the time I'm working to keep my people employed. Like, I'm like, well, I have to create content so they have something to edit and, you know, stuff like that. But for the most part, my big commitment is 2 hours a week, Monday, 8 to 10. Once that's done, it's like I have fulfilled on all my obligations to my members. And that's what I always wanted to build. And so it really gives me that freedom to just, I mean, even with a new baby, it's like, long as y'all can be good for 2 hours with mom, I get that 2 hours out the way. It's like the rest of the week I'm free. You know, I can whip the laptop out and respond in the forum, stuff like that. So I built freedom into it from the beginning, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, cause that's right too. You did, we talked all about that in the first episode where you had a full-time job and you're like, I built this to $500,000 while it was a quote unquote side hustle. And so you're like, I have this, and you loved your job. If I'm not mistaken, you loved your full-time job. And you're like, I don't, at that time, he's like, I don't want to leave. But, and so I want to still build my side business here, if you will. And I love that you had like the whole vision from the beginning was like, look, I want to build this. I build it from the, as a side business. And now you're almost you're full-time with it, but you're almost treating it the same way you were before. Always Absolutely. Looking to how do we make it cleaner? How do we make it more, you know, automated? How do we make it more simple from an operational standpoint? Mm-hmm. And still delivering that top-notch content and value like you were talking about before.
Yep. And that's what, you know, anybody working a corporate job, you know, I never poo-pooed corporate America. It's like when I needed a job, corporate America gave me a job. And to be honest, those skills I learned with hiring, firing, managing people, putting systems in place, I was able to take all the stuff from corporate America and slide it right over into my business, right? You're hiring people, you're firing people. How do you motivate your team? And so, you know, I had a good job, but I have a better life now and I'm able to help people in a different way. And like I said, the freedom is built into it. And so I love it. And then I can choose to work more if I want, but I'm always careful to not get to a point where I resent it because I can't stress that enough. I had those moments where I resented the business and I'm so glad I didn't quit or shut it down and I processed and worked my way through it. But what I'm trying to say is like, even with the stock market, there's only so much time that I even want to talk about it. Like, I don't want to talk about it 7 days. Even though I like it, I don't want to talk about it 7 days a week. So I could go live more, but like, I'm trying to show my students as well that this is a lifestyle business. When you can make $250,000, for example, in 2 weeks, do you really need to be in front of the computer every single day? That's not a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's really about building a lifestyle. You know, I heard Ty Lopez say this one time, and I don't know, some people like him, some people don't, but he said, you might make more money than me, but I bet I got a better life. And that's how I think when I wake up every day. I know some people who are killing it, making multiple seven figures in their business, but sometimes I look and I'm like, but I'm chilling with my daughter. And I'm not saying they have a bad life. I'm right. not. Right. It's subjective. It's subjective, right? Yep. I'm just saying my version of my life is really good. I like it. I work 2 hours on Monday. I get to be with my daughter. I get to be with my wife. Yeah. I'm not stressed. I got one commitment. If I go on vacation, I bring the laptop. If it's a Monday, just leave me for 2 hours, then I'm free till next Monday. And I just love it. And I'm trying to teach other people how to build that, whether it's through an online business or through their investments working for them.
Yeah.
You know, so there's multiple ways to get there.
Well, like I mentioned in the very beginning, it shows up in how you show up. Like, I'm looking at you right now and you're super chill. Like I love that, man. Seriously. Like and guys, this is the whole thing about nothing is ever an overnight success. Like Jason's saying right now, he's like, I'm where I'm at right now after 6 years. I've built the business that I've wanted 6 years ago. I'm there now. It doesn't mean he stops. Like he keeps evolving and stuff like that, but it wasn't like he started on Monday and today's Thursday and he's like good to go. Right? It's been right. it's been a journey, and that's really one thing I really, really want to get across to you guys, both on this episode and here in the podcast and what I talk about a lot. So, dude, thank you so much for coming on here and rejoining us here in the show and kind of updating us on where things are at. Congratulations on the new baby coming. When this episode comes out, you will be a father squared.
To the second power.
You're doing it, dude. A 2-year-old and a newborn. Man, I don't know how you're gonna do that.
Dude, I love it. We also have a you know, the business has afforded us to have a full-time nanny too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just great. beautiful, man. I'm so blessed and grateful for the life I was able to build and for people like you, you know, James, Amy, all the Pat Flynn's of the world, all the guests on these podcasts that I've listened to that gave me confidence that like one day I could be one of those people, you know? So I appreciate you.
You are, dude. I look up to you for so much stuff. And, you know, that selfishly is another reason why I want to have you on again, because I want to learn what you're doing and what you're up to in the business. So thank you again. Where can people connect with you? YouTube, Instagram, where do you want to send people to connect with you?
Yeah, thebrownreport.com is the best place, because at thebrownreport.com, you got my Facebook, my YouTube, my Instagram, everything's there, the email list, the messenger bot. I mean, it's all there.
I'm going to go there because I want to check it out. I want to get on your text messages and stuff. I love it. Thebrownreport.com, guys. I'm going to link it up in the show notes for the episode here today. Thank you, my man. I really appreciate you.
Man, I appreciate you having me.
Hey, my friend, if you're an online course creator, maybe you're an online coach, maybe you've got a membership program, and you're ready to optimize your business towards seven figures, but you're not sure what you should be doing to get there, you're overwhelmed, okay? I want to invite you to apply for my all-new Accelerator Coaching Program. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling confused about what next steps you should be taking in your business to take it to the next level, if you're stuck in a pattern of unreliable and inconsistent monthly revenue, I'm going to be straight with you. What you think is keeping you back, that is keeping you stuck, is not actually the problem. Because doing things like simply fixing your systems or split testing a new landing page or organizing your calendar or hiring more support is not going to solve things. Okay. Making the transition from stuck online entrepreneur to what I call the optimized CEO means you've got to work on three different areas. Okay. Optimizing your mind, optimizing your sales and how you look at generating revenue, and then optimizing your time, how and where you spend your time. Accelerator is about thinking differently and bigger about your business, about your team, about your funnels, your ads, your vision, etc., so that you can create more freedom in your life, be on a path to seven figures, and have a bigger impact. Okay, if you want your business to look different than it does right now, and you want your life to look different as a result of that, it's time to think and act like an optimized CEO. So if you're an online course creator, maybe you're an online coach, and you're averaging at least 5K a month in your business, but you're now feeling stuck, you're unsure of what to do to grow your business without working harder, and you want help optimizing your business to put it on a path to seven figures, then I want to invite you to apply for my all-new Accelerator Coaching Program. It's application only. So to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you got a lot out of this interview with Jason Brown. The dude's just awesome. I love the guy. Thank you again for tuning in. Coming up on the next episode here on the show is another quick tip episode. So I'll see you right back here for that here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.